Bumblebees are being displaced by climate change. That's according to a new report in the journal Science. The result may be fewer of them, helping to pollinate wildflowers and crops like tomatoes and berries. NPR's Dan Charles has more.
People who love nature have been observing wild bees for a long time, recording where they found each kind. And Jeremy Kerr, a biologist at the University of Ottawa, decided to mine some of those records from the past century. He looked at sightings of bumblebees. These are the big fuzzy ones that live wild, not the honeybees that beekeepers manage.
There's something like 423,000 of these observations, and every one of those we know rather precisely where and when that species of bumblebee was observed.
He and a group of collaborators wanted to know where bumblebees were living long ago and today. Because, you know, the world's been changing, getting warmer. And indeed, the scientists found that some species of these wild bees have vanished from the warmest, most southern of the places where they used to live. Kerr says this wasn't because of land clearing or pesticides. Lawrence Harder, an ecologist at the University of Calgary, says if you understand what it's like to be a bumblebee, this makes complete sense.
They're relatively large insects, and they're quite furry.
So they're good at staying warm when it's cold, but they can't stand the heat, so it stands to reason they'd get out of the kitchen. Now, Jeremy Kerr says a lot of other insects are finding new and cooler places to live, but not bumblebees.
Bumblebee species seem to be kind of stuck. They're not shifting north in the same way that many other species groups are.
Harder at the University of Calgary thinks he knows why. He says in the north, bumblebees are limited by boundaries of vegetation, not cold temperatures. Many bumblebees like open grassland, and they won't move northward into Canada's forests, he says, no matter how warm it gets.
You could really see bumblebees being kind of caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. They're being pushed north at the southern edge, but they can't go farther north at the northern edge.
Bumblebees do matter because they are among nature's most hardworking pollinators. Wildflowers and agricultural crops alike depend on them. There still are bumblebees all across North America, but at the southern edge of this range, there are fewer different types of them. Dan Charles, NPR News.